I'm personally trying to spend more time off my phone. Like, I'm just trying to spend time in the real world or just daydreaming or whatever, just not looking at a screen all the time, right? So now, like, whenever I wait in line at like a big box store or a place that has long ass lines, I just sort of stand there and I just think, how many adult penises are in this room right now? How many fucking mature penises are just in this same building with me right now? And I just sort of stand in line and just ponder this question. I just kind of just stand there and I'm just like, okay, I have a penis, 100%, that's confirmed. So there's at least one penis in this building at all times, whenever I'm in the room. However, the question gets way, way more complicated the more that you think about it, right? Because I'm just standing there and I'm just thinking like, how many adult penises are in this room right now? I don't know what everyone's genitals look like. And I just sort of look around the room and I just sort of try to imagine people's genitals. And I'm just like, if there's 30 people in here and all of them are men, you know, there might be 30 penises. I don't really know. You know, some people don't have penises and they're just in the room too. So, like, I can't really know for sure. And I just sort of stand there thinking about, like, all the penises flopping around. And I think about, well, who has the biggest flaccid penis in this room? Who would have the biggest flaccid penis in this room right now? I know it wouldn't be me because I'm a grower. So I would just look around the room knowing that, like, it's not me. So it has to be somebody else in here. Like, there has to be at least one 10-inch floppy dong that's not even hard, that's just always fucking big and flaccid all the time. That's just flopping around. And I think about that when I'm in public. I just think about a big fucking floppy dong. I think about a floppy penis being flaccid. And I think about, like, all the tiny flaccid penises too. Like, there are definitely, like, I don't have the smallest flaccid penis. So there's definitely, like, a really fucking tiny flaccid penis that's in the room too. You know, I just think about all the flaccid penises in the room too, or which ones, you know, they look flaccid, but they're actually as hard as it can be. And, you know, if the line still isn't done, I look around the room and I try to do a penis count. I'm like, one, two, three, and then I get hard. So I try to stop thinking about all the penises while I'm waiting in line. And, you know, I just think of, you know, if there's at least 30 guys in the room, there has to be at least 30 penises, even if somebody doesn't have a penis, right? But then after that, I start thinking about, like, this one time I saw this documentary of a guy that was born with two penises and another guy that was born with three penises. So, you know, I could really just count all the penises in the room and be completely wrong just by 50%. You know, I only have one penis, but, you know, there's a chance that everybody in the room has like two or three, and I would never know because I would never see their penis. You know, like, there's always a chance that I'm in a fucking store that's like across the hall from like a double-dicked penis convention or a triple-dicked penis convention, and I would never fucking know. I would just be the only fucking single-dicked guy in there, and I would never fucking know that. So counting the amount of adult penises in the room, it's just really, really fucking hard to do. Like, and then after that, I start thinking about, like, okay, but who would have the biggest fucking hard erection? And I think about, like, well, mine is pretty big, but it's not the biggest. So there's probably like somebody in here with like a 14-inch penis. But then after that, I think, like, well, what if that person, you know, they have erectile dysfunction and they never get hard anymore? Like, I would never even fucking see this fucking big penis. You know, there's a chance that I'm like fucking waiting in line and the guy in front of me has a fucking huge fucking donkey dick, fucking 16-inch penis, and I would never fucking know. And, you know, I could walk into the room. I have a 7.5-inch erect penis whenever it gets hard, right? I could walk into the room and just look around and just think, like, I have the biggest penis in here. But then everybody in the room could have a bigger penis than me, and I would never know because they are all covered up and they're not horny. So, like, I would never know how big their penis is. But there have definitely have been times where I think, like, what if I have the fucking smallest penis in the room? The fucking smallest penis. If even though it's fucking big as fuck, like, I could have the smallest penis in the room right now and I would never fucking know. Then if I'm still waiting in line, I think about, like, oh, I wonder how many people have fucking pierced penises, have fucking Prince Albert's fucking Jacob's ladders on their fucking penises. You know, my cock isn't pierced, but, like, what if everybody around me has a fucking pierced cock and I would never fucking know? And, like, guys would just walk around, they all have fucking pierced cocks, big fucking rings going through their fucking cock, their dirty little penis secret, and I would never know because they'd have it tucked away in their pants. And then, you know, if there's still time, I think, like, okay, how many guys here are uncut? How many guys here are cut? What's the ratio of, like, circumcised penises to uncircumcised anteater penises? You know, I go into a room and I'm like, what are the odds that I'm the only fucking guy with a foreskin in here? What are the odds that, like, everybody in here is fucking circumcised, or everybody in here has a foreskin as floppy as mine? And, like, these types of thoughts are fun. Like, they're more fun than just scrolling on my phone, looking through fucking social media or something. These fucking penis thoughts, these fucking public fucking penis thoughts, they're so much fun to have, and they're so distracting. I don't have to stare at a screen in order to have them. I just fucking stare into my mind's eye, and I just imagine all the fucking penises in the room, and then that makes me a leak, and that allows me to fucking do this fucking digital detox with all these fucking dicks in my brain. So it's something that I really urge you all to try. Like, if you want to stay away from, like, using the internet or using your phone in public, just think about all the penises in the room. Just think about all the fucking various fucking penises, all the girthy penises, all the veiny penises in every room in fucking modern society. Whenever you're fucking around a crowd of people, there's going to be a fucking bunch of penises in that crowd.